League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, so, ruined it. What a beautiful song. I've got the actual sheet music here. Beautiful. Turn a different corner.
Take me back in time, maybe I can forget. Turn a different corner and we never would have met.
One of the greatest lyrics of all time. And how many moments of our lives would have been different if we just turned a different corner? I'd say all of them. Of your life, walking into your life, wasn't meant to be, was it? There's no cosmic ordering. It's all about which corner you turn around, what choices you make. Those are the random points on the journey to find the love of your life. The love of your life isn't one in a million, are they? You know, it's the corner you turned at random to get to that point where you met them. That's what makes things a miracle, right? For example, someone will often say that the love of their lives is one in a million. Well, that's not true, is it, in the traditional sense, is it? Because, say, you met them, I don't know, at work, you know. You probably only looked around about 15 people. So what you should be saying to your loved one is, you're one in 15. But as 14 of the people you looked around were probably the wrong sex for you, or married already at the time, what you should be saying to your loved one is, you're one in one. Which is less romantic, isn't it? But more accurate. What's one in a million are the different corners. The different corners that you turn to get to that point. And when this gets into your head, it starts to fuck with you, doesn't it? I blame this guy that came in to talk to us when I worked for the bank. It was from a kind of company or his business, and it was called What If. Fucking hell. Talking about random things happening. I don't know if you can hear, the biggest hailstones in the world are just landing. What if? What if? Random stuff happens, guys, when you do things differently. What if? What if we just did something differently? What if I just went outside now into this hail, you know? It sounds stupid, but what if? then you wouldn't have Hail in the background, would you? And I recorded it later. But, you know, it adds something, doesn't it? What if we just did something different? And I'm working with this company now that like this, that goes into businesses to pass on techniques from comedy into the business environment. And what's good is I've seen it from the other side. And there is no tougher crowd than people that have been working in the same office for 25 years. People just waiting for their pensions. People that couldn't give less of a shit. There was one particular guy. The beautiful arrogance, the insouciance of the man. He'd been working in this same office for 30 years. So he was completely untouchable. He was like Paul McCartney. No one can say to Paul McCartney, actually, Paul, give it a rest now, will you, mate? You're ruining your legacy. Of course not, it's Paul McCartney. And this guy was the same. One time there was a new manager in and he'd gathered about 30 of us together to do his opening speech. And he got really nervous and he started stumbling and he needed water to continue. He completely dried. I've never seen anything like it. It's horrible. And this was a new manager, you know, that we were all trying to be good for. not this guy. This guy had been there 30 years. He'd seen enough. And after a couple of stumbles, he said, I've had enough of this. I'm off for a shower. A fucking shower. A truly beautiful moment. 'Cause I never come close in all of these years. You are the only one to stop my tears. So this guy comes in with so much innocent energy or incredible acting skills to ask people like this guy, this dinosaur, to consider, what if? What if, guys? And the big denouement to his presentation was this. What if you took a new route into work every day? You never know what might happen. Turn a different corner and things will happen differently. Can you imagine saying that into the dead eyes of the guy who'd been working there for 30 years? The utter disdain, the contempt. But I was listening to this guy intently and it got into my head. Yeah, what if I take a different route? And after that, I've often taken different routes. What is the thing I do quite often? I should do this thing. What would happen if I did completely the opposite thing? What looks like the wrong thing? Like coming off the right junction of a motorway. What if I come off at the wrong junction? What if I come off at the next junction? Well, I can answer that. You have to backtrack on yourself and it's a waste of time. What if you sleep the other way up? Have you ever done that? What if you sleep the other way up with your feet on the pillow and your head not? Well, I can tell you nothing. Nothing happened. Maybe you have a less good sleep. And your partner dumps you and thinks you've gone crazy. What if you take that different route into your gig? Nothing. Nothing really. Well, you say nothing. But if I'd taken my normal route to that gig, maybe I'd have been killed. And that's when it starts fucking with you. It starts fucking with you. Imagine all the millions of different scenarios that could have happened if you'd taken all those millions of options. I mean, listen to that hail. Imagine if I was outside now, what would be happening? People would be running around and, you know, different things happen. Taking the wrong option is sometimes the best. Million different scenarios if you just walk outside into the hail, you know? you'll see something, won't you, that will inspire you. People will be running in from the hail, and you'll maybe, I don't know, maybe have a laugh with someone and connect with someone that you would. You could just walk outside now and just do it. A new course, a new direction. A million different scenarios are open to us, literally. Turn a different corner. Probably in all but three of those scenarios, it will turn out exactly the same. Of course, you'll just get to your destination. But in three of those million scenarios, in one of them, you'll see something, won't you? You will have that connection with someone. In one of the scenarios, you'll get killed. Shit. Can I sue that what if guy if that happens? And then in that final one scenario, that one in a million moment, something truly beautiful will happen. So I was in the middle of nowhere once after a gig. And I was staying in this hotel and I woke up on a Sunday morning. I wanted a big breakfast, a big English breakfast. Sausages, eggs and toast. And all this hotel served was tagines. Fucking tagines, you know, hot Brazilian style chicken stews. Nothing against them, they're beautiful, but it's the last thing I wanted at 11 o'clock in the morning when I was a bit hungover, feeling a bit sorry for myself, you know, feeling a bit lonely. I wanted some comfort food, you know, sausages and eggs. And I felt shit, so I wanted to feel better for 10 minutes and then feel shitter. That's what I wanted. Brazilian style chicken stews was the last thing I wanted. And so I sat down on the sofa in this hotel and I Googled breakfasts. There was a place 5 minutes walk from where I was that served exactly what I wanted. And I was about to go and this fucking guy came back into my head, the what if guy. What if? What if you don't eat what you want, Nathan? And instead you have this hot chicken soupy tagine that you really don't want? What would happen then? So at the last second, I changed my mind. And I sat there for an hour eating this spicy chicken tagine soup. I can tell you what happened. It wasn't very nice. Every second, I was wishing that I was in the other place, eating that other thing. This is exactly what I don't want. I wish I had done what I had wanted to do. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? And then I looked up from the tagine and there was the absolute love of my life. The love of your life is just around that different corner. Everything you could ever desire is just around the different corner. Turn the different corner. What if? And if father there is this fear of being used, I should go back to being lonely and confused. If I could, maybe it's all bollocks. I'm off for a shower. The hail stopped.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.